Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Hay, and we're learning Siman Tes. So these are the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros, and the Seder, the series on the topic of Hadlakas Neiros, is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those in each shidduchim. So the Hayodim continues and says, "V'mar chalas b'makom sheish b'lav hochi neiros l'saborech." As he's going back in the case of a woman who is a suma, and we said that a woman who is a suma is able to be madlik and be mevorech. But he's putting a caveat: if a person, if a woman is lighting in a place where there already are other neiros, then she should not make a bracha. So what's the issue over here? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Gimel brings a question: if multiple women are lighting in the same place, can they all make brachas or not? Arguably, each person is adding on more or, and therefore they're adding on, there is some way giving a tosefes or, and you're making a bracha on the tosefes or. Or arguably, we could argue the other way around, that the mitzvah is to bring or where there's darkness. If there's light there anyway, one cannot make a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch, because of this topic, recommends that women should light, but not make a bracha. The Ramah points out that our meaning is that multiple women can light in the same place and all make brachas. This is very relevant when you're having a simcha and multiple women are lighting in the same room where they're having the suda together. Multiple women are lighting. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, only one woman would light with a bracha. The first woman would light with a bracha and all the subsequent women would light without a bracha. And according to the Ramah, each woman is able to light with a bracha. But then the Chayyim is saying that that's talking about a scenario where the woman is a sighted individual and she's able to enjoy the fact that there's her neiros are adding more light, etc. So in that situation, she can make a bracha. In a case where she's a suma, if she's the one who's lending the light to the room, there is darkness without her, even though she herself is not personally benefiting from it, we could say therefore that she can make a bracha. But a case where the light is there already, so she's not getting any benefit out of it. The people there are having this dubious benefit out of it. So that situation, the Chayyim recommends that the woman should not light, make a bracha. I do want to point out, we will come back to this as well, that halacha, that multiple women light, and each one makes a bracha, for example, a scenario of a simcha, it only makes sense that they should make a bracha if there's some way they are benefiting with the situation. So in the case where there are electric lights, so even we mentioned before that there are electric lights, but still, there's something nice about having candles, neiros lit near the table, by the table, etc. If the table where the women are supposed to light is put way off to the side and nobody sees it and nobody notices it and it does not in any way, shape, or form enhance the meal, so it's not really giving light because the light is there already from the electric lights. It's not enhancing the meal in any way, shape, or form. It's very questionable whether one can make a bracha under the circumstances. As it is, the Shulchan Aruch says one cannot make a bracha because you're just adding or. So even though the minhag Ashkenaz is to do that, it's because there is some actual benefit. So if it's set up in a way where it's there, it's a nice, fancy arrangement, and as the candles are lit, so they enhance the tables, or you have a situation where they're putting candles on the tables. So instead of that, that's something where each woman could light at a different table, and that's enhancing the meal itself as a nice meal because all of these scenarios are being lit there. That was something that would be appropriate. For sure, in a situation where the place where people are asked to light is not even in the room where they're eating. So that would be the one in that situation cannot make a bracha on that halakha. It's not a halakha of makom achila or makom shina. It's a halakha in a hallway off to the side. So how can we make a bracha in that situation? So that's something which people have to keep in mind when they're making arrangements for a simcha, that they have to make arrangements for the women to light in a place where there is some actual benefit for the meal. Alternatively, we'll see later on that people can light in the makom where they're sleeping when that is possible, and we'll talk about that more. The Chayyim moves on to the next question is, that the conflict between halakhas neiros and tefillas mincha. We'll talk about Bezos Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.